All right, trust me. And also believe me when I say that a couple of exits have sent shockwaves through the South African football fraternity, like this particular one. And if you've experienced a sudden, let's say a pretty painful separation or divorce, maybe, especially when everything seemed to be going very well, you'll understand how this feels. It marks the end of what was a very happy, successful union. Full stop. I mean, let's not argue about that. And as we caught wind of the news, though, over the weekend, and also the public started slowly but surely learning about it in the past day or so, the Sundowns fans have been hoping that it's just rumors and speculation. But I can confirm this afternoon, yes, Sundowns finally confirming the departure of the head coach, Rulani Mokoena. He had signed a four-year contract, if you go back to the history of things, with the Brazilians. Only completed the first year of the four. I mean, he secured the seventh successive league title for the club, his fourth overall with the team in the past 4 years. Now, reportedly a clash between himself as well as Sundowns sporting director Fleming Berg led to the 37-year-old coach's departure. I don't know. And of course, we aim to bring you the first-hand account from Mokoena himself to hear his side of the story, uncover reasons behind this painful separation. It's exclusive right here on hashtag MSW. You can go on the YouTube channel. You can listen on many different platforms. Yeah, a DSTV Premiership coach of the season with me in studio. Coach Rulani Mokoena, good to see you, Baba. Thank you very much indeed. Welcome to the show.
Big Rob, thanks for having me. Good evening to the listeners. Good evening to you. Good evening to everyone that's tuned in. And thank you for having me.
What's going through your mind?
Oxygen. some blood flow. The blood's flowing. There's oxygen. So I'm alive. I'm kicking. And so I'm grateful to God for that.
The DSTV Premiership Coach of the Season Award,
yes,
is something that I haven't congratulated you about. So congratulations, Coach.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations to Mamelodi Sundowns Football Club, because it's a reflection of the contribution of everybody. Congratulations to the players, especially, because without them, for sure, I'm not coach of the month. And congratulations to the Mamelodi Sundowns supporters because of the support they've given to the club and everybody associated with the club. I think coach of the season award is a reflection of everybody's hard work and commitment, and it's not mine. You know, I just happened to receive it. And I'm grateful that I was able to receive it for the third time in a row. So humbled by God's grace and favor, and as I said, it's really a reflection of everybody's contribution and the work everybody has made.
Sure, third time in a row. I mean, that's again another individual acknowledgement of the kind of work you've done, Coach. Where does that set you when you look at it, when you look at the 37-year-old Rulani Mokoena, and you're looking at something that many coaches who are into their 50s, 60s, others 70s have not even achieved?
Well, that's why I say to you, the last time we had a nice talk, I think it was during COVID, and I spoke to you about stoicism. Yes. And I'm a big stoic, you know, because it just helps me look at things maybe in a different perspective. There's a saying in stoicism called amor fati. And I think that is really what it is in this instance. And probably as you just keep going and growing, even in life in general, you just start understanding how important it is to take things as they are. Do you know what I mean? Take things as they are and appreciate the good, but don't be too high in the good moments. And also appreciate the bad, but don't be too low in the bad moments, you know? So I'm in that space where I'm extremely grateful to God for all the blessings, for all the opportunities, for just helping me to, and the talent, of course, and just helping me every single day to be able to take even sometimes when I don't know, like maybe at this present moment in time, I don't know whether I'm turning left, right, or going straight, but I trust in God, and I leave everything in His hands. When He says, be still, He actually means that be still in these type of moments. Mm. And these are the type of moments not to make too much noise. I'm here speaking to you because this was scheduled 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, the schedule just, in fact, before the season ended.
Exactly.
As we always try and plan interviews with yourself. 100%.
Yeah. So this is actually Shupi's interview. And I remember, I was like, what time do I need to be at the show? Let me call Shupi. And then I remember.
Yeah.
It's no longer Shupi's interview.
Because you're a former Mamelodi Sundowns coach.
And yeah.
Which has been difficult for me, even to send out the tweet earlier on, was to say former Mamelodi Sundowns coach.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me now. I don't know what sense it makes to you.
Mm-mm. It makes no sense to me. But there's a lot of things in life that don't make sense, and they happen, and you've just got to accept.
But what are you accepting now? I know there's a serenity. God grant me the serenity to accept the things that cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Is there wisdom to know the difference right now?
I'm not sure I'm blessed with enough wisdom to comprehend some of the things that are like this. Sometimes in football, it's some strange things happen, but that's the game, you know. What I am accepting is the fact that at 37, I've coached two of the biggest teams in South African football. I've won as a head coach 7 trophies already at 37. I've won 4 league titles. I've won coach of the season 3 times. I live in a season where, as head coach of Sundowns for the last 2 seasons, or 1 3/4 of a season, I live with a record that says 91 games played, 60 games won, 60 games won.
Yeah.
Out of 91. 9 lost and 11 draws. And so when I look at that, I'm extremely proud. Proud of the Sundowns players. Mm. Because I am crazy. I don't know how they coped with me, but I am crazy, and I come with crazy ideas and crazy things. But they breathed life into my ideas. What I had in my brain, and an intangible that was sitting in my brain, became, in a lot of times, a tangible, or some things that I could see, and see only because of the players, you know, because of their quality and their. And I'm so grateful that I've had an opportunity to work with this group. It's an amazing group of players. I'm grateful to the technical team for all their hard work and support. And that's what I'm understanding.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the stuff I'm not in control of. And so therefore those are the things that I allow God to deal with. Because, you know, there are things that we can't hear, where there are things we can't see, there are things we can't understand. Mm. But God hears, God sees, and God understands. Because He travels even further before all of us. Mine is just to remember the club for the incredible memories, the league titles we've won, winning AFL, you know, it's the players that we helped to improve, seeing these players go and represent Bafana and finishing third at AFCON, and these are the memories, and so it's only with a deep sense of gratitude that I want to remember my time at Sundowns. Grateful for the opportunity from the Motsepe family, from the board. Grateful to be supported. And I mean, the last few games were very difficult, but it's incredible. The Yellow Nation, the guys were even singing my chanting my name and singing a song with my name, you know, for the last few. And that has also made it very, very difficult to depart. But okay, it is what it is. It's happened, and now we just got to try to. We've just got to try to move on as best as we possibly can, and wish each other everything of the best. Because, of course, I think Sundowns will always have a special place in my heart. I spent almost 12 years at that club. Someone was saying to me today, you've served in almost every capacity. Yeah. I've been an under 15 assistant coach. I was under 19 head coach. I was a caretaker coach of the players that were going on loan. Sugar Mabunda, Wayne Ahrens. I've been a co-coach. I've been head coach. So I've served in a lot of capacity. I've been academy secretary, where we have academy meetings and I'm the one that needs to write minutes. So you've done it all. I've done almost everything at Mamelodi Sundowns Football Club.
So,
except playing.
Trust me.
Which is the most important one, isn't
no,
it?
No, Mourinho never played. Look at his success. I think a lot of other coaches never played. Look at their success as well. Chatting to Rulani Mugwena, Mamelodi Sundowns former coach. Again, I still say, very difficult to fathom that, to understand that. The team is in pre-season, which ordinarily you would be too.
Yep.
So, how and who said to you that, Rulani, listen, maybe don't come to preseason, because you'd have obviously got into your car, preseason, go to Tlorkop and prepare for the season ahead. But there would have had to be an intercepting call to say that's not necessary. How did that happen?
No, look, you know how it works in football. You get a phone call and you have to come into a meeting. And discuss where the team is, discuss where the team was. You have to discuss where things went right and celebrate the achievements. But you've also got to discuss the failures and discuss, and those were discussed. And then after, it was decided to mutually separate. And I didn't want to leave. I have to make that clear, that I didn't want to leave. But I think my hand was forced, even though I said to you earlier, I wanted to say it and I forgot. But, you know, there's a lot of things I can't talk about because I've signed a confidentiality clause that prohibits me from speaking about some of the details and things. So I hope you understand and accept that there are things that I cannot disclose because if I do, then I'll get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, no, which is fair. I understand that. I mean, people are always trying to use the sub judice rule, and you know, although that doesn't apply now in terms of jurisprudence, but it is still there. That conversation, which I'm imagining would have been very difficult. The ink is hardly dried on the contract that you signed for the 4 years. Mm. You know, 2027 is supposed to be the time when, you know, you'd have been reviving, either extending or not, and so on. Do you think, in the contract that you signed, that there would have been a clause somewhere, there would have been expectations somewhere, and you've exceeded and accepted about Champions League, that it didn't happen, there was an expectation there.
Yeah.
If Rulani had to look and say, if I failed in the past season at Sundowns, where would my failure be?
Yeah, it's a good question. Is it okay to say I don't know? I don't know where my failure is. I think my failure at this moment in time, my failure is towards a player like Ronwen Williams, for an example, for me personally, because when Ronza was about, and this is why this thing is heavy, you know, because part two, how I lead is formulating relationships. Yeah. And I've got players on the phone since yesterday calling me and crying. And it's very, very difficult to hear the people you love crying over the phone. Some of them are sitting with their kids. I hear their kids are crying because the dad is crying. And then they give the phone to the wife. I speak to the wife to try to say, hey, please, just try to calm him down. The wife starts crying because, you know, from Tsitsi, grandson, to Kumo, Mudiba's son, to Lerumo, Teboko's son, to Sifiso, Mshishi's son. Like, I know...
The families.
I know the families. I know the wives, the kids. I play with the, with these players' kids, you know. So,
and half of them on holiday in Greece and Mauritius. All over
incredible.
The place.
So they when they called me, some of them just to say thank you, but also to ask what's happening. It was very, very difficult, and it's been difficult. But you know how it is, Rob. Coaching is like this, you know, and you've got to be able to take it. You know, you come and you have to win. Mm. And I didn't win the Champions League, even though, you know, I'm very proud of what we've done, and I know how difficult that competition is. But of course, if you don't win the Champions League, as the club says, then it's deemed that you didn't meet the objectives. And if I don't meet the objectives, then it's in big clubs, you've got to win and stay. That's the truth.
You know? I'll come back to the Champions League thing. I mean, I questioned that even yesterday when we had the show. I know your mind was going towards Ronwen Williams. And if I'm not mistaken, yeah. Ronwen Williams would have penned an extension of his contract due to the fact that he was under the impression that you were going to continue coaching at Sundowns.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually speaking about Ronza, and that's one of my things that hurts me deeply, deeply, and cuts me deeply, because it seems as if I've gone back on my word, and I'm not a person that is like that, and I don't want ever to destroy relationships that mean a lot to me. Mm. I mean, even Ronza, I know Ronza's wife, I know Ronza's kids. He's just got a newborn baby girl. I know his son Trent. I call him Trent because he that's his nickname, and he plays football. Yeah. And every time he comes into the changing room, he's kicking the ball, and he's
Alexander
such a
Arnold.
And he is Alexander, and he criticizes his father like worse than I do. So I love him for that.
All right,
I feel
nervous for the honesty.
Yeah.
Coach, I'll pick up on that sadness. I've got to go for a break. I've kind of extended it a little bit now. As I said, it's our exclusive chat with Coach Rulani Mgwena, former coach of Sundowns.
Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW. Wednesday nights. Soccer nights. Your nights.
Ita Prarop and Umlungisi Rulani Mgwena. My question is, I want to ask if he is open to being an assistant coach ever again in his career, or he is now decided to permanently take the route of being a head coach. If he is open, angabuyela yini esigodini sikamaminzela where it all began.
Hola, my Rotman, Mr. Robza, and Mr. Mugwena. Slam hang here from Mamelodi. A short disappointment, the Rolando Felice Gaspar, and what I want about them. Yes, I'm so happy. Hopefully, that's a good and I got too sorry. I regret a lady, I will be. So, Mr. Rolando, you are most welcome to come back at the team and come and help us reach the Champions League final. And we know that with you and our coach combined, we can make miracles. Thank you.
Hey Rob, how are you? I hope you guys are good. This is Mtusi from Mtusi Maeba from Pretoria. Hey man, I've always been very envious of how Sanders played under Coach Rulani. I think he's revolutionized, you know, South African football. He's just so good, man. He was so good under, you know, and like with Sundowns from when he was an assistant, you know. And I've always been very jealous of him, you know. Now I can actually, you know, say it out loud because he's actually, you know, he's actually left Sundowns now. But, man, I wish him the best of luck. Hopefully he goes to the, you know, to North Africa to, you know, to coach there, and hopefully he goes to Europe because he's one of the best that I've ever done it, man. You know, so Coach Rulani, thank you, man. Thank you, and the best of luck.
Hola, bro, Rob. And also, I'd like to extend my greetings to Coach Rulani.
He has really done a wonderful job for Mamelodi Sundowns, for the players, for the Motsepe family, and for us as supporters. You know, we are very much grateful for what he has done. Wherever he goes, he should know that he'll always be loved by Mamelodi Sundowns supporters. Whatever might happen between him and the club, it's none of our business, but we will continue to love and support him. Shout out to Steve Wale Sandawana Komshaki.
Hi, Darop and Coach Rulani. Slaganipo here. Coach Rulani is not a failure and he will never be a failure. He has done very well at Sundowns. I'm not a Sundowns supporter. I'm an Orlando Pirates supporter. But what he has done with our players, the style of football, I've never missed even a single game of Mamelodi Sundowns. It was entertaining, interesting. So good luck to him. The future is so bright. I can tell you, he'll be one of the first coaches to go to EPL.
Coach Rulani Mugwena is my guest, former coach of Mamelodi Sundowns, our guest here tonight on Hashtag MSW. Thank you so much indeed for those WhatsApp voice notes. Still more to come. I see calls, David in Free State and also Billy in Mpumalanga. So countrywide, everybody tuning in on the YouTube channel as well, do post some of your comments. Coach, just listening to some of that, I'm probably going to pick out any individual ones, but I think the message is loud and clear. How do you respond to those?
Yeah, it's a bit emotional to hear the listeners, but especially the Pirates ones, I just want to say thank you for the kind words and the support, and I hope, I'm glad they enjoyed the type of football that we play. I try to make sure that the football that I would like my teams to play is a certain type of football that brings a lot of happiness to people. And I'm glad that some of the callers have mentioned that they enjoyed watching the team play. And thank you very much.
Someone said, would you be an assistant coach again?
I'd love to be Middendorp's assistant.
Middendorp?
Yeah.
So you'd have to be in the first division then?
No problem for me. I'd love to be Middendorp's assistant. I don't know if there's a job available as an. I know they've got an incredible assistant coach. He's a top coach.
Yeah, but why Middendorp though?
I love him. I love how he thinks. I love how he sees things. I speak to him on a regular basis. I try to. We're both very, very busy. I understand. I try to speak to him as much as I possibly can. But I think he's got incredible experience. I love the fact that he's so well respected in Germany. He in his own country, you know, he can coach a team in the Bundesliga, you know, but he's in South Africa imparting his knowledge, you know. And he's someone that I just have so much. I just like him. You know, we used to, when I was at Pirates, we used to have our few things in the derbies. But after that we've buried the hatchet, and we've become, you know, like I learned so much from him. So I'd love to be Middendorp's assistant, actually.
Have you told him that? Does he know how much you respect him, how much you love him?
I think he knows. I think he knows. I haven't told him, but I do suspect he knows, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to digress, but he's a coach who came through to try and save Cape Town Spurs.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
But his record from the time he took over, and he even shared the stats with me, because, again, maybe that's something mutual, is that I've worked with Coach Middendorp. He is an analyst, I as an anchor, and we've done many tournaments together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very meticulous, very specific. He is a detailed man, but he's also a no-nonsense person.
100%.
You know, and he said, listen, if he had to be in charge, he would have finished 7th on the log table with Cape Town Spurs.
100%.
In the time that he was there.
100%.
You know, so that's the kind of change and difference that he brings into the team. So let me go to Free State quickly. Let me say good evening to you, David.
Good evening, Robert. Good evening to co-star Rulani Mukwena. I mean, some things are not fair to us, the football supporters, the Mamelodi Sundowns family, as you used to say, post-match interviews, the group of players. I saw the news. I was wondering what's happening in the mind of the boys in the camps or wherever they are with the relationship that he has built with them. I mean, he's out now. He did mention that they were calling, crying. You can imagine at the beginning of the season, what is it that is going to happen with the psychological mentality of the Mamelodi Sundowns group players. I mean, Coach Rulani did call them when they were at AFCON to say, boys, socks up, make sure that you represent South Africa. I mean, who else is going to do that to this group of players at Mamelodi Sundowns? Because whoever comes is not going to have a relationship that Coach Rulani has established. I mean, some of the things are emotional. Some of the things are career-threatening to these boys because the focus somehow is going to shift. I mean, Coach Rulani, speak to them. Speak to them at the right time. Now emotions are high. Try to make sense out of this, and they have a bright future, the group of players from Mamelodi Sundowns. I did call after we lifting up AFL, and it was jubilations, but today is the sad day. Get a deliver Koku at Mamelodi Sundowns. My boy made me love Sundowns. My boy, the 10-year-old Boyo, made me love Coach Rulani. I took him from Free State 200 kilometers to Pretoria to watch Sundowns for him to see Coach Rulani take pictures with players. I mean, he asked me today, who's the next coach? I was like, my boy, I don't know. But the relationship you can tell that Coach Rulani built with the boys and the relationship that Coach Rulani built with supporters is amazing. But keep on doing the good work, Coach Rulani. We love you no matter what. This is a very emotional day, and it's like I have lost something big. That just the way you're feeling it, but it's okay, Coach Rulani. Keep your head high. We love you, Coach Rulani.
Sure.
We love you. From the Nzungas in the Free State, big up to you. Be a shining star. We'll support you wherever you are, Coach Rulani. And the boys at the camp, the Mamelodi Sundowns group players, I know how you love them. I know how you love the Motsepe family, but this is beyond our control.
David, thank you so much, man. Let me come in there. Thank you very, very much indeed. I appreciate it, and I know it's asking you to dig a little bit deep now, Coach.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you.
Thanks so much, David. Kids, his 10-year-old, swung him to appreciate the club, not only the club, but appreciate you. And then someone calling all the way from the Free State.
Earlier today, Rob, I walked past a certain gentleman, and there was this cute young girl. She must have been 8-9 years old, in school uniform, and she started shouting, "Coach, coach, coach!" And I looked, and then she said, "You still at Sundowns? You are still at Sundowns. You can't go. You must stay." And I looked. I said, "I'm sorry, my beautiful girl, but I've just left." And she started crying. It happened. It happened today.
Wow.
And I just want to apologize to the people who are feeling the pain. I know it was maybe the timing, and it's caught a lot of people unawares, but yeah, I'm sorry to bring so much pain to the people. And
but why would you apologize? It was not
my intent. Yeah, but because
why would you apologize?
So many people. That kid was crying, Rob. Yeah. I'm listening to David talking, telling me about his child. And there's so many people, you know. There's the players, their kids, you know, like, because I'm so close to their kids. Their wives, their girlfriends, some of them. Their mothers, some of them, you know. Sailor's mother, you know, like, it's, So I've brought a lot of pain, contributed to it in a way, I don't know. But
how do you contribute to the pain that you have yourself? Because this pain is inflicted on you. You're the individual that carried the success. You're the individual that says you're the champions. You're the individual that when I read Mickey Jr.'s post and he says, AS Far would love to sign Rulani Mokoena, or whatever the things are that are happening up north, I read it and I say, Mickey Jr., is a highly respected journalist on the continent. And he wouldn't say that about a team that does not appreciate what it is that you bring onto the table. And hence, I'm trying to avert your apology, but I understand where it comes from. But I think other sectors should be apologizing to you. As a 37-year-old South African coach who had been achieving and is achieving and is bound to achieve even more by halting that progress.
Yeah, Mickey actually sent me a message. He said I must pass his regards to you when he heard I was coming to your show. Yeah. He just sent me a message. He's a good guy. I've met him also personally, and he speaks very highly of you. Look, Rob, sometimes in life you've got to be the bigger person. And yes, I accept that I did not create the pain, but also I accept that my name or I am involved in the pain that has been created. And of course I have to also try to decipher and process some of these things. But it is sad to hear that there are kids and there are supporters that are really, and even worse for me is the players, because I don't fake it. I don't fake it, the relationship I have with my players. I don't fake it. And they don't fake it either. They are, you know, when I say the Sundowns players are incredible human beings, I really mean it. They are amazing. They've helped me to be a better coach, to be a better human being. They've helped me to win things and to improve myself and to be better and to learn. And so I look at my time at Sundowns with a lot of appreciation, with a lot of gratitude, with a lot of fondness, because I think we did some very, 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 very good things there, not just in terms of the results, in my opinion. And I'm not going to be swayed by that, because the results are in black and white, and history has no blank pages, you know. And I know people, he's fired because he failed. If winning 60 games is failure, then I don't know what is, you know. So
just chasing an ad break, coach.
Yeah.
I just want a sense of whether this was a one person decision.
Sure.
Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
I was born into football. I've lived football, and my understanding of football is that it's a team sport.
I'm chatting about Mamelodi Sundowns reportedly parting ways with their head coach Rulani Mokoena, Okarabo Pasha, as well as Mthokozisi Dube, former post editor and SuperSport broadcaster respectively. I don't know how much of they're talking about bad behavior. I go back to Tears Galaxy game.
This has been long coming. Fleming would be looking at and thinking, oh, we don't need this.
You know, spanning from the first game in the Cullen Cup, you know, his post-match utterances saying that, you know, most of his players were out on international duty, but I think, you know, maybe just congratulate your opposition. I think that's where it started, and of course, you know, the game that you're speaking about, that's where it escalated to. It's something that really, Robert, should have been easily, you know, been blocked or stopped, you know, initially when it started.
Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW.
Hi, Taron. Thank you for the wonderful show, Baba. Just want to welcome the coach as well, coach of the season. Coach, I just want to say well done, man. You know, to manage a big club with big personalities and big egos, and you put them in line and you make them, you know, follow your lead. That's a one-of-a-kind coach. You've done well for this club. Mamelodi Sundowns fans, family will remember you. I just want to say good luck to the future. I hope you find something that you love. Maybe another team. Maybe you come to Bafana Bafana. You never know what the Lord will gift you until it happens. So on my side, you've been a wonderful coach to watch. Thank you for the memories. Best of luck, coach. Thank you, Tarop.
Good evening, Tarop, and also good evening to the coach and listener. This is Luazia from King Williamstown. As an Orlando Pirates supporter, firstly, I would like to congratulate the coach the success he had at Mamelodi Sundowns Football Club. I wish he could also one day come back to Paris, as he had two stints at Mamelodi Sundowns. Secondly, Tarop, as a football fan, I'm sad because coach was not only helping Mamelodi Sundowns, but was also helping the national team, the style of play. You could see his influence in the, even in the national team. I wish him the coach for wishing the coach all the best in the next job he takes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much indeed. All of those calls. We are into the final stretch now of the show. The last, 12 or so minutes of the show. Coach Rulani Mokoena is my guest here tonight. And thanks so much indeed. Everybody watching the show on the YouTube channel, posting your comments. Coach is going through them. He is reading them and he is appreciative of all of them, including the WhatsApp voice notes as well. We'll come to the reaction of some of those. I want to quickly go to Billy, TY, and Silla. They've been very patiently holding on the line. Billy in Mpumalanga, good evening.
Good evening, Tarob. How's it?
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate your patience. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, man. Thank you so much for having me. As PSL's most successful fan, you know, I'd like to apologize to Coach Rulani. You know, what has happened is truly, truly heartbreaking. I'm very heartbroken, but before all of that, I just have two questions for Coach Rulani, you know. You know, Coach, we truly love the work you did here at Sundowns, and I just want to find out, do you think there was anything that could have been done differently, you know, by your side to salvage your term despite not delivering the CAF title, you know? And the other question is, what advice would you give your successor, looking back on your experiences here at Sundowns, to help them achieve success in the CAF Champions League and beyond? That's all from
Billy,
me, Tarab.
I appreciate you, Baba. Thank you very much indeed. Billy, asking the question, Coach, is there anything that could have been done differently to salvage the situation?
I don't know. Look, I don't want to talk about the situation. As I said even before, I just want to remember Sundowns for the opportunity they gave me. I want to remember Sundowns for the incredible fans that they have and the warmth that they always gave me on the stands. I want to remember Sundowns for the trophies we won and the successes that we've achieved. I want to remember Sundowns for the incredible support and knowledge that I gained from the technical team. And they all taught me something, every single one of them. You know, the Coach Magnoa, Coach Wendell, Coach Michael, Coach Kennedy, even in his first season. The conditioning department, you know, Mateus, Spoo is unbelievable. And then there's Tato Santos with the recovery, there's Stuart with the biokineticis. There's the physios. Saki's been there for I don't know how many years, you know, he's amazing. What an incredible human being Saki is. The doctors, Paul and Carl, you know, the incredible and so diligent as professionals. The kit managers, the ground staff, Bonnie at reception, Tina at reception. Yeah, senior management, and then, of course, the players, you know. So I want to remember Sundowns for that, for the good memories, for the brotherhood, for the positive things. And I think that's only proper because, I mean, if you've been there for 12 years, you know, I was there. Unfortunately, I left, and then I came back for another 4 years. So, you know, I've spent 12 very, very good years where I won with the academy. I was the first coach to win the K Mutsipe with the under-19s at Sundowns. I've won with the first team, so. I'm proud. I'm proud of the work and the contribution. And I gave one thing I know when I go to sleep, even from yesterday, is I know that I've given the club 100%. Mm-hmm. I did not cheat Mamelodi Sundowns. I didn't steal a salary. I didn't steal even 1 cent. I went over and beyond my responsibilities. And I am very, very proud of. I laughed the other day when Ronwen Williams said, he said in his acceptance speech, he said, yeah. And I want to thank myself. But
otherwise,
really, honestly, I am proud of myself, yeah. for the work that we did at the club.
And say it loudly, broad shoulders out, Coach. Don't be shy about that. TY and Ramsek, good evening.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, man?
Appreciate your patience as well. Good evening.
No problem. I'm going to try and be as quick as possible. Rob, firstly, thank you for the book. Amazing. I'm reading it for the second time right now.
Wow, thank you.
Coach Rulani, how are you doing, man?
I'm very well, big brother. How are you? His book is amazing. I've read it also already.
it's an amazing book. Well, Annie, I just want to ask you two quick questions. I'm just going to try and be as quick as possible because you're in the last leg of the show. Firstly, you can agree, Themba Zwane, amazing player, team captain. I'm just asking as an aspiring coach here. When you benched him against Esperance in the second leg, what psychological effect do you think that had on the team as a whole? And secondly, the midfield against Orlando Pirates in the final, Nedbank Cup, if I'm not mistaken, it was Mokoena, it was Zungu, it was Matusi Obas, as well as Alende. What was the thinking, the technique? What was the tactics behind that? I'd just love to know for myself. Thank you very much.
TY, thank you so much. And I appreciate it. TY.
Yeah. I like tactical questions. I just get so excited when I get tactical questions. Actually, the midfield was not Zungu. Zungu was playing as a hybrid. He was playing a hybrid role, and he's playing the role where we try to get him into the next line. And so the second position that he takes is a role that Rivaldo also plays. But we want to try to get him to the next line so that it's a little bit closer to the opposition box. And because Bongani Zungu's got the pass, he's got the eye, he's got the pass, he's got the experience. And when you can get those qualities 20 meters higher and a little bit closer to the opposition half, you get something. You can some of the assists. I mean, Lucas Ribeiro's goal against AmaZulu, the pass is from just in and around the halfway line, and he makes that pass, and Lucas lets it run through, and he goes and he finishes. So Zungu has those qualities, and that role he's played, and he's been incredible in that role. And so he is one of the people also that I want to thank. You know, I want to thank Zungu, I want to thank Gaston, I want to thank Brian, and I want to thank Gaston, Brian, and Kutu, you know, for what they did while they were at the club and with me, and I wish them well in their future endeavors. But yeah, no, the extra midfielder actually was Modiba, not Bongani Zungu.
Yeah. Let me take Silo in. Honeydew, good evening, Silo.
Hey, Tarob, how's it, brother?
I'm good. Quick one to coach.
Yeah, just a quick one. I mean, mine is not so much of a question. I think the caller before the previous one really surmised exactly where the problem is at Sundowns. When he asked the first question, where could Coach Ulani have salvaged his tenure at Sundowns? I mean, we have taken winning the league for granted as Sundowns fans. And I'm not even talking about all the Sundowns fans, but if you look at the social media, there's certain Sundowns fans that are happy that the coach has left. We have taken it so granted that it's difficult to win the league. I mean, we don't have God's given right to win, let alone the league, the Champions League. We take it for granted that season in, season out, we are guaranteed to win the league. I think we have a huge problem at Sundowns, and nobody's talking about it. There's a court case at the moment. We're not going to talk about the merits of that court case. If you really look at the transcripts, if you listen to the issues around that particular court case, all of it has got the hallmarks of currently what's going on with Coach Rulani. There's a problem at Sundowns, and that's going to catch up with us in the next couple of seasons or so. And lastly, Coach Rulani did say this. I mean, I've been very, very terrified and scared of listening to some of his interviews. If you listen to Coach Ulani's interviews, especially towards the end of the season, there's an interview that he said in that interview that empires don't collapse. They dilapidate over time because we start taking little things for granted. And that's exactly what's going on at Sundowns. The next coach who's coming, if he doesn't win the M10-8, we need to consider that as a failure. If he loses two games in the league alone, we need to consider that as a failure. And that's going to be a problem because we are never going to have consistency. We're going to have to keep on firing coaches over and over and over because they will never, ever be able to live up to his standard. Thanks, Rob. I'm done.
Silo. You've just dropped the mic, heavy boss.
Very.
In a nutshell, if ever in the history of comprehension and English, they were to be a reference to a summary that stands out for the rest of our existence, I think we would have deemed this hour nothing compared to the minutes and 40 seconds that Silo had on air. I don't know what your opinion is.
I love Sundowns. I've grown to love the club. I want to stay like that. I want those emotions to stay. Like, I want to remember Sundowns for the love. There's a lot of things, Big Rob.
I asked the question, Coach, because we are running out of time. Before the break, I said, was it a one-person decision?
No, I doubt it, because I don't think the club is run by one person. It's not a one-person club, you know. So I don't think it was a one-person decision, no.
How would you summarize your relationship with Fleming Berg, sporting director?
Well, it's immaterial now, because I don't think we'll ever meet anymore. Mm. So it's immaterial.
But would you say that his influence and opinion about you and your work would have gotten us to where we are now?
I don't know. Only the hierarchy at the club knows. To be honest with you, I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
But were you given the latitude to do your work and to sign the players that you wanted to sign?
So difficult to answer that question. You know, I was supported. I must say I was supported, yes. And the club was good to me throughout. And of course, sometimes, like in January, everybody knows, because I spoke in the press conferences and I was saying, hey, we've got a crisis a little bit, you know, with the strikers, you know, and we're looking for a striker. And everybody knows which striker I wanted, you know, and he went on to finish as top goal scorer. But that's football. That's how life...
I think as you look for words, search for words, I might not offer you much right now, right?
Yeah.
I might not offer you much.
Yeah.
I might offer you this, though. I'm so sad that we have to, you know, say goodbye. I've already reached beyond the top of the hour. Coach, a significant song, a meaningful song. What does it say to you?
One of my favorites. Yeah, it's to plunge into the waters now, the great unknown, and have my faith stand. I'm plunging into the waters now. That's the next thing to do.
When do you hope to be employable again?
Well, I'm already employed. I'm gonna coach Black Poison now for the next few weeks. Hopefully, I can revitalize myself and I can get a passion for football and for coaching, because I've lost it a little bit, I must say. Mm. And maybe going right back to Black Poison, back to really where everything started. Maybe that will reignite something, but. Yeah.
I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate you even more.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Big Rob.